You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back. Happy Tuesday. Well, what's so happy about Tuesday? I don't know. Someone tell me for a change. What's going on in your life on a Tuesday? I hope it's nothing but good things going on. Guys, we got some stuff to talk about today. You know, there was some people that actually wanted to come on and challenge our guest from last week on some of the things that he spoke about, you know, and I decided to maybe put that on pause because I know when you get into a heated debate, sometimes people ask questions they shouldn't ask and people say things that they shouldn't say. So I kind of put that on pause because, you know, I didn't want to make it turn into a political debate of O.J. Simpson and, you know, how this whole thing came about of now women getting, abused by other men or other women because it is, you know, a lifestyle nowadays that people have, you know, mates of the same sex. So it's not just a man-woman thing anymore. And I never could understand that, you know, with two women being in a relationship and actually having to like blow each other. Relationships, women are calm, they're easygoing, you know, soft-spoken to one another because they're so emotional. But these things happen, unfortunately. And they more so happen, you know, in all types of relationships today. It's always going to be a difference in personality. People are not going to always get along. So things like this have a tendency to happen. And it's a way of life and people just have to adapt to it. You know, as time goes on, you know, the world changes. It changes for the best, the good, the bad. We all have our differences. Guys, I wanted to give you an update on the stalker that I actually had to file harassment charges on, that actually, that individual was guilty. They actually took a deal of guilty to plead out to me, knowing that I was still, as a matter of fact, guys, being harassed by the same individual that I was advised to come back and press charges again, you know, so this time this person would not just be looking at a fine and just taking a deal, but actually going to jail. And, you know, honestly, guys, it really hurt me to my heart that I had to pull the trigger and file charges anyway from the beginning, because I'm like, we're grown women here. I don't know this lady from a can of spray paint. She doesn't know me. And it was just kind of weird how you end up getting a harassment charge against someone that you don't even know. Like if she stood in front of me today, I would not know who this woman is. I only have a that was passed along to me from some of her indirect family members to say, hey, she needs to be stopped. You know, and it's an unfortunate thing because guys, you know, when you get these charges pressed against you, people have a tendency to look at your background, especially if you're in the professional world, you're into doing anything professional. These things will come back and haunt you. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, was it really worth it for me to harass this person? Or maybe, I don't know, guys, because I don't know this individual. Maybe this person is a career criminal and this is their way of life. That could be the other side of the fence also. So I'm not sure exactly, you know, what outcome this individual was looking to have. But going forward, guys, you know, and I'm glad I took the right steps to protect myself because from my understanding, this individual made up a fake text message and turned it over to the prosecutor and said, I'm not the one that's harassing her. She's the one harassing me. And of course, you know, with ethical standards today, you have to investigate these allegations. And of course, it was no truth behind it. So now you got a person who's trying to you know, get out of trouble by the skin of their teeth, the last hair on their back, you know, and you desperate measures. That's what we'll call it. You know, you're doing desperate things to try to get back at someone, and you make up a lie. You concoct this whole story of, you know, this person is actually out to get me. And it's kind of weird because it's scary because, you know, mental illness today is very real. And when you start to portray symptoms of mental illness, it kind of makes me wonder what's in the back of this person's mind. Like, are they even sane to be capable of even standing trial for their own actions? You know, it made me wonder because there's no way in the world you're going to end up with a harassment charge. Guys, I might sound crazy, but how do you end up with a harassment charge against someone that you don't even know, has never been in your presence, has never broken bread with you? You know, I can see if we were best friends, we were chums, having coffee and tea together, you know, I could understand, okay, friendships, sometimes they end and sometimes they end on a bad note. You know, but in all actuality, to get harassment charges against somebody that doesn't know you and you definitely don't know them, besides minute internet searches, by the way, guys, that is false information. And I was also advised that if I choose, which I think I'm going to choose, to file charges in Superior Court, because that's another form of defamation of character. So this is another measure that, you know, guys, if you're having a problem with someone, like posting bad stuff about you on social media, the internet, you have the right to go to Superior Court and file a lawsuit, whether if they only have a stick of bubblegum that they own, you still get them in court so you can levy their name. Their name at that point is garbage until you get paid. Okay? So don't get intimidated by these internet bullies. Like, you know, some feel like the other is to handle the situation with improper measures of the judicial system. Because if you don't, they will turn the tables on you and then you'll have to answer for something that you don't even have any knowledge about. So guys, keep that in mind. You have to beat them at their own game. You have to act like this is a video game and, you know, you're fighting against the other opponent and your whole intent is to win. So you have to follow proper measures, file the lawsuit. You can sue them up to $250,000, you know, for social media posts, especially putting up your picture without your permission. Because when you post someone's picture, you must have permissible reasons to post their picture. And you must have the person that you're posting, you must have their permission to post their photograph. And guys, I tell you what, I got dirt on this person, you know, speaking, I got them red-handed. Okay. And guess what? $250,000 is a lot of money for someone who doesn't have anything, you know, but the clothes on their back. You know, so $250,000, you know, the same situation that Cardi B just went through, you know, the podcast of putting a picture up there, making up stories about her, stuff that was not even accurate information. Okay. And now this lady has to cough up $4 million. Okay. Just because she did that. And had I been a high net worth individual like Cardi B, which I could say I'm somewhat in that arena. You know, I could probably go after this young lady for a lot more, but I don't think she has anything more. I don't think she has anything other than the clinic. So I'll sue against her name. Eventually, at some time, she may, you know, make something of herself. And she may want to, you know, invest into something that I can levy. And that's the way I will get, you know, get paid. Because you can't go around committing malice against others. Definitely not a good thing. So guys, I wanted to just give you that tip because there are some people that I do talk to that have been through criminal situations, cases that I've investigated. I've actually became good friends with the actual perpetrator that was really the victim in a lot of cases. So I know how the tables can turn for some people. And, you know, guys, it's just a very sad thing. A brief update on Wife 215 and Joe Being Joe. Actually, Wife 215 is going to see, you know, the victim slash perpetrator that actually caused her husband and herself grief. So they will be seeking also a civil suit against this young man, lady, Larry, whoever she may be. But they will be seeking a civil suit against her because of all the reckless internet postings that she committed and all the things that she did, you know, creating false media. I'm going to say false media against others. It's really a crime, you know. And some people don't understand the nature of this when they do it to someone, because you can lead a person into committing suicide. You can lead a person into depression. So think about things before you post them and make sure that it's accurate information. Like you got their thumbprint on it, so you know that it's them and you can verify every print in that fingerprint to say, that's them, I know it's them. Because people, when you search the web, you come up with many different names and that's not necessarily your target. You know, that's a investigation 101 for those who want to be investigators. So when you're searching the web and you don't have accurate information, but you got all these other names and aliases and all this other stuff, be very careful of reposting that stuff about people, because if you're not accurate and you're not for sure, you will eat it at the end of the day. You will definitely chew it up and you'll choke on it. So be very careful on how you move today with doing things on social media. Guys, I tell you, people just don't know any better today. Home training, I don't know what it is. But just to tell you guys, you know, life moves on and people grow up eventually. I hope so. But guys, I got some really good news to tell you. I will be traveling tomorrow to the Dominican Republic. I will be back next week, Monday, so I can tell you guys what a fabulous time that I will have coming back to the USA. You know, I hope you guys have been out there getting around, traveling a little bit, enjoying life, because life is not promised. You know, there was a young lady that wanted to come on the show today, and she wanted to talk about her boyfriend. Well, let's say it's an ex-boyfriend, and the ex-boyfriend is actually living a double life, and she didn't know about his double life. She just knew maybe he could, you know, possibly have another relationship besides theirs. Well, she finds out that this boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, who's currently now dating a big-time porn star. And guys, I'm mentioning this to you because we talk so much about toxic relationships and domestic situations. People need to be more careful on who they choose as a mate, okay? And there's another big hasty thing going on. I'll bring that up in just a second. But back to this young lady, she actually found out that her ex-boyfriend was actually into men. And she finds this out due to text messages. She finds it out through people she knows now that she's gotten an eye opener. And, you know, all these things are coming to light. And come to find out, they had like a really bad breakup, which was a very bad domestic situation. So what he does is, he's a music producer, and he wanted to expose him. So, you know, I didn't think she should really put it out there, because some people in America and also in foreign countries, an alternative lifestyle to many people is just not acceptable. And sometimes if you're dealing in the music industry, people sometimes feel it may portray who they are. So they kind of shy away from the alternative lifestyle people and they kind of like block them out, which I don't see anything wrong with alternative lifestyles. If you're an adult and that's your decision, I'm your cheerleader. I'm going to come out. I'm going to bring the band, I'm on your team. But when you maliciously know that you have this lifestyle and you choose not to be honest with the person that you are with to give them the opportunity to say, I want to be in, or no thanks, I don't want to be in. And some people are very comfortable with their lifestyle, and some people are just not. They want to let you find out, and when you do find out, kudos to you. Like, you took one for the team. So, you know, it's very incredible how, you know, people keep this little secret, but it's really a big secret. Because guys, listen, and ladies, well, guys, really, it doesn't bother you too much if the ladies like have a, you know, a friend that she, you know, I don't want to put it out there, but may kiss from time to time. Let's just say that. And, you know, guys are okay with that. You know, I know a guy right now that he married a woman that has an alternative lifestyle. And, yeah, but, you know, it has to be an agreed upon situation. You can't just have this alternative lifestyle and, you know, you leave me out. The guy's like, hey, I got to be all in too. So it's very, very big, you know, for a person to like keep that a secret about anything you do. You know, it's like people have open marriages today. You know, the husband knows, okay, she's off with this guy on Monday nights. She's with me, you know, Tuesday through Thursday. And then Friday, she's with him again, you know, weekend thing. And she's back with me again. You know, some guys and girls and ladies and gentlemen, they can actually accept that lifestyle without it becoming violent. You know, there was a gentleman, Rory Teaser is his name. He was a very big podcaster. And this guy was like a really great person. He had an alternative lifestyle. You know, he had a boyfriend, and the boyfriend ended up killing him. And Rory and his boyfriend got into a fight over just a simple situation as a video game. His boyfriend, Daquan Watkins, he actually choked him to death. And, you know, they had previous fights at their home, and basically the police just brushed it off. You know, another call to people just having it out. But he actually choked him to death and he killed him. He said, well, Jaquan said it was over a video game. But who's to say that it was just a video game? I mean, Rory's not around to tell his side of the story. You know, he actually choked him to death. So that had to be very serious. You know, we're just arguing over a video game. I can't see anyone arguing over a video game, and that's it. You're dead. You know, 10-year relationship. I just want to kill you now. You know, that's kind of odd, but this is what happened. And Joquan is actually going to stand murder trial. He's going to stand murder trial. He's going to go to prison probably for a very long time because of, it seems like now the investigators are finding out it was a love triangle. Really, Rory was into women, and his boyfriend of 10 years found out and he wasn't happy. So they're taking a different look at this story from, you know, this was a game and I chose that auto or whatever game they were playing. So it's kind of weird. But guys, you know, I wanted to share this with you because there's a big thing going on with the BBLs today. And I'll tell you one thing. The BBLs, and if you don't know what BBL is, it's the Brazilian butt lift. Okay, that's like the thing of the century. If you've never had a butt before, you can have one overnight. This is the new thing that's going on. And if you got like an overlapping gut, you know, the doctor will cinch that and, you know, staple it back up together, and now you have no overlapping gut anymore. You know, this is all included with the BBLs. So now the BBLs are causing relationships to become very toxic. Because there's a guy that said to me, listen, my girlfriend, with the perfect girlfriend, when she had the BBL done, and I don't even know who she is anymore. Like, she's ended the relationship. You know, she has this new physique, but her face is still the same. Her face hasn't changed. You know, she wasn't a cute girl from the beginning, but that was okay with him. And, you know, it was okay with her because, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, guys, not at all. But, you know, it's something about when people transform themselves, they become someone else. And at that point, you say to yourself, I don't even know you anymore. You know, the personality totally changes. So now this guy, he's kind of in his feelings, and the girl has actually dumped him. You know, she's just like, you're not what I want anymore. You know, I just mind. I thought I was in love with that. Now it's all about me. You know, and now she's just on the dating scene or whatever. And the guy's pretty heartbroken. And I'm kind of glad from the conversation that I had with him is that, you know, he kind of made it up in his mind that she wasn't worthy of him losing his cool or losing his job or being in jail to, like, you know, give her the 1955 beatdown or 1935 beatdown of, you know, where women were like, they would get slapped around and it was okay. Like, the police weren't called. You know, the local sheriff, the one town sheriff didn't get involved. You know, he's like, oh, that's Billy Bob. You know, Mary Jane is, you know, feeling herself again. You know, maybe it was too much makeup on or something. But they didn't get involved. So now today, he really looks at himself and he says, you know what? I don't need to go to jail because of her fabulous BBL. I need to maybe find someone else who doesn't have a BBL, that is already happy with their body and content and secure within, where they don't have to go in and add extra butts on and, you know, women call them enhancements, adding on enhancements to make them feel alive again. And she's no spring chicken, guys. She's like 50 years old with a BBL. She had according to this guy, she had a V-shaped butt, and now it's like an apple, you know? So it's more like she's feeling herself. So if you got those Jada Pickets out there, guys, keep them Jada, okay? Don't turn into Minaj. It's Minaj and Jada Pickett, okay? If you look back at her photos, she was a small frame girl. So just keep that in mind. You know, be happy with who you got. Because sometimes, guys, you have a tendency to have that wandering eye, you know, and women will say, well, I saw him looking at that rump roast. I think maybe I need to get one. And this is how it starts the trend. Or sometimes a woman could look at your ex and say, wow, that's what he's accustomed to dating. I want to transform and be like her. So now she's transformed into this BBL queen. And now she's a video vixen for social media, okay, where she only had like 10 friends and she has like 10,000 friends now because every photo is of her rear end and that's the attention that you're going to get. And when so popular, and now she's like, guess what? I don't need you. I got social media. These are my people. You know, you taking me out to eat, to the movies, you know, maybe cooking me a dinner at home, taking me for a ride in the park. I don't need you. I got guys that's going to take me away to France and Italy, Ukraine, you know, or Afghanistan. Who knows what she's thinking in her mind? And he's like, okay, I'm done. I can't compete with millions of people on social media making promises. So instead of the 1935 beatdown, this guy decides to actually walk away, which is a good thing. And I'm so glad that there are people out here today, guys, that will turn around and say, I don't need this in my life. I can do better for me. Because there are so many people that come down hard on themselves with, you know, looks, and if they have the latest fancy car, you know, if they have all this money. People are buying money off of Amazon, you know, and putting it up on their social media profiles just to be popular. They're buying zircons and they're putting it on their necks and they're looking like, I'm worth 10 million bucks. You know, Rick Ross's little brother. You know, this is the image that's being portrayed today. And people are feeling like they have to follow suit just to fit in. When all of these things lead to nothing but either jail time, or it leads to someone saying, we need to do a B&E because he has stacks and stacks of hundreds, not knowing you just got it off of Amazon yesterday. It's fresh out the pack. And you're like stacking it up. Like, hey, follow me. Illusion. And you would think that people would wake up and say, hey, I'm too old to play this game. First of all, I have no one to impress. But still, people want to portray to be the multimillionaire that they have in their mind. You know, they dream of this stuff. It's like they can taste it. You know, that's why it's so much going on today with the PUA money, PPP money. Guys, speaking of PUA money, someone sent me an article. They sent me a copy of a charge, which I was very blown away about. I don't even really want to talk about it too much because I don't know the person, but I kind of know what they were into from just, you know, seeing stuff on the internet and people sending me stuff because they know I investigate certain things. And they're like, maybe you need to like red flag this person. And I'm like, this person is just helping people. No need for any red flags. You know, that's what I thought. But the PUA thing, that's a whole hour topic that I won't burn your ears off with. But this PPP money, a lot of people got millions of dollars, you know, and there were a lot of scandals going on. There were relationships that became toxic, friendships that became violent over this money because, hey, you got a card in my name. That money was supposed to go to me and I never received the money. And the person got the card and spent the money. As a matter of fact, there was a gentleman that reached out to me because he was so afraid of his daughter going to jail. She actually stole her sister's PUA card and went to Miami to get a BBL. So guys, this is what I mean about, you know, people trying to be something that they're not. You know, you get a little bit of cash. PUA was supposed to hold you over, keep you smart, you know, so you're able to pay your bills, not go to Miami and get a BBL. I mean, there's 50,000 or more women right now that have went to Miami to go get a BBL off of PUA money. And now they're struggling to pay rent. They have, the kids are hungry. You know, kids can't eat the BBL. You know, it's a very sad thing. You know, these kids are starving out here. And the first thing they're like, I got to have a big butt because I know that's what this guy likes. Guys, I got a catfishing story to tell you. I don't know how you guys are going to take this one, but I'm going to take a commercial break and I'll be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price? But it's not a look no further because G Buys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors, no home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, G Buys Philly.
Hey guys, talking about catfishing, I tell you, you think that, and I don't like to talk about religion You know, that's something I definitely don't like to do. I don't like to throw any religion under the bus, because who am I? Who am I to judge anybody's religion? You know, but when you go on Christian Meat and you portray to be a Christian and you're looking for love, it's a good thing. You can honestly say, listen, I'm going to find someone that's into the church and we're going to date and we're going to, you know, be servants of God, whatever God you serve. Okay. Cause there's many, according to people, there's many, everybody has their pick. But when you turn around and you utilize this Christianity as a potential fishing site, and you know that you have already existing, it's kind of, I don't know what's the right word. Somebody help me out here. I got a text that said conniving. Conniving is the word. Thank you, SB, for that word. I really appreciate that. But conniving is the word. And conniving goes deep, because you're actually swindling someone. You're like a used car salesman. You know the car is bad. You know the oil hasn't been changed in 20 years. You know the engine's going to conk out in like 5 days. So why sell the car? But I get it. It's all marketing and advertising. I get it. But when you go on these Christian websites and now you get a real person that's looking for love and they're like, I finally found someone, and I found someone that's into God like I am. So, you know, this young lady, she actually sent me a profile picture. She's like, I think I met the one. And, you know, I'm like, yay, I'm happy for you. Congratulations. You know, she's been through the road of bad relationships. And she's really looking to settle down. And she's like, I'm getting too old to be out here, you know, courting or whatever. I'm looking for a husband, you know? And I could honestly say I felt bad for her, because it was so heartbreaking to find out how this gentleman wanted to play his cards right. He actually said, okay, let's not exchange phone numbers. Let's just swap emails. So to me, that would have been a red flag, like to anyone else. Like, you just want to swap emails? Of course he just wants to swap emails, because he doesn't want anyone going through his text messages finding out he's texting someone else or sexting someone else. You know, always seems to get caught up with those little nasty text messages. And by the way, guys, sexting is illegal, so be very careful on sexting today. But, you know, he has his profile picture, and his profile picture has a name, you know, John Doe, we'll call him. And then when she gets the email from him, because she says, okay, no harm in swapping emails, let's see. She swaps the email address with him, and he emails her back to find out his name is not John Doe, it's Jeff Paul, let's say. So what does she do? She plays investigator, and she goes on Facebook and she looks up Jeff Paul, because who is Jeff Paul? She looks him up, and there's a photograph of him with a woman, and it says in a relationship. And his profile was just updated as of February 1st, 2022. So the old profile, or let's say the hideout profile, the honeycomb hideout profile that he's utilizing for his Go Fish game, you know, he's advertising as a single man. So, you know, this lady, she finds out, guess what? I kind of Googled him and I know where he actually lives, you know? And like I said, when you Google stuff, and you look on the internet, sometimes it's just not accurate. Even those sites that you can go in that far to find out inaccurate information. like I said, give me the thumbprint and we'll take it from there. Okay. So, you know, she now finds out that that is the wrong address. Okay. Because she goes to the place, knocks on the door, thinking she's going to confront the woman and say, hey, your guy is trying to solicit me and I want you to know about it. Well, what happens is he doesn't live there, nor does the woman. So she wasted 30, 40 bucks on, I think it's called Entellus, or, you know, these sites that just milk you for money, basically, and give you inaccurate information. So she felt like an idiot after doing that. So, you know, now she's like, okay, I'm just going to block him. But in her, I'm just trying to picture, you know, the thinking of some people. Because first of all, why are you even going to the guy's house if it was his house? Like, if the lady was to pull out a gun and shoot you, she would be 100% right. You're at her house. You're starting trouble at her doorstep. What would possess you to go to someone else's house for a guy that you just met on Christian Meet? You know, women, you got to be smart too. Put your thinking cap on, you know. So after she goes and makes a fool out of herself, she actually, you know, goes home and she blocks him, which she should have done from the first, you know, time of finding out all this information. Like, you're blocked. That's it. End of story. You know, and now I know who you are, type of thing. But, you know, it's just a sad thing, guys. And I'm glad to say, after all of these horror stories that I hear, he's not a part of any of those shenanigans, you know, because this could be really, really bad for a lot of people out here today to go to, you know, to go to that extent of actually showing up at somebody's door and knock, knock. I'm Mary Sue, and I'm here to report your old man or your old lady. The last guy that did that, he got shot, you know. So, and that is a true story. You know, that happened here in New Jersey. Guy shows up at the lady's house. He wants to put her on blast with her husband. You know, the husband invites him in, by the way. He says, come on in. They're in the kitchen. And, you know, the wife is like, I can't believe that my husband invited this guy in the house so he could, like, throw me under the bus. And he's, like, sitting there listening to him. And then, bam, he shoots him out of the chair. You know, so you can't always knock on someone's door to throw that person under the bus to even say, hey, I'm here to tell you something, but don't get angry. Guys, I don't mean to laugh, but it's just so hilarious that people really think that this is going to cause a conquer and divide situation of someone just saying, you know, I'm here to tell you everything. I'm here to spill my guts out. You know, usually these things happen when the person gets caught. Then that person will take the initiative to then, you know, give them the 1935, we'll call it, you know, because some people can't walk away because just the adrenaline and everyone's heated and they're ready to, you know, they're in kill mode at this point. So people want to be very careful too. And you want to take a young lady that killed her husband because her cousin was in the backseat, you know, blabbering off saying, hey, I know what she's into. I know she's seeing other guys. You want to be very careful on, you know, family members knowing your business too. It should really just be you and the four walls. And sometimes it can't even be the four walls because you don't know who's listening in either. You know, people have cameras in places. Microphones, you never know, especially if you're in an Airbnb. Usually those places are wired because they want to make sure you're not throwing these shing-ding parties with 50 million people, you know, tearing up their place. So you got to be really careful today. There was a friend of mine that actually did this same stunt a few years ago, and I couldn't understand it, but she did it after, well, she did it first and then told me later. Crazy. She actually takes the guy's wife, he's a married man, she takes the wife pictures of them on vacation and, you know, now that she did all this, she tells me the wife was like breaking down. She was in tears. And then the husband was on his way home from work. He walks in the house, sees now the girlfriend and the wife in a, you know, in the living room there, you know, enjoying each other's company. And he just blurts out and says, "Honey, that's the woman I told you that was stalking me." You know, he turned the tables and made her seem like a stalker, you know? And she had intricate details of their marriage that she kind of beat on and said, "Listen, what else I know?" So she's throwing all the dirt out. She's giving him all the juice. And he's like, "I'm telling you, she's a stalker. You know, I'm going to call the police, get her out of the house." And the wife is like flashing these pictures at him. "So how do you, you know, come up with pictures on vacation with this woman? And now you're saying she's a stalker." You know, and it's very sad that sometimes women have to find out that their other half is doing these things behind their backs, you know, or sometimes right in front of your face if you pay attention. But it's very sad and it's very hurtful that women have to go through those things and then have a really bad situation, you know, at hand. It's a really bad thing. So, you know, after this friend of mine did that, the lady told her, "I want you to know, I appreciate everything you told me, but I'm not going to leave my husband." She said, "I wish you well, and he's never going to contact you again." And believe it or not, guys, after all of that drama, okay, which could have been a deadly situation because the wife was a police officer. So can you imagine that? It could have been really, really bad. So, you know, with all that being said, and they got to that point of, okay, you threw me under the bus. The guy calls my friend the next day and he wants answers. Like, why did you have to do that? You didn't have to do that to get my attention. I would have called you back one day, you know? And she did that because he was actually dodging her phone calls. So this was her way of getting back, retaliating. "I'm going now to tell your wife that you are cheating on her and she's going to leave you or kill you." And neither one of these things happened. So all of this time was wasted. And then, you know, after my girlfriend ended up spilling the beans, what did he do? He went right back to the same behavior with another woman, a woman now that was not going to tell and throw him under the bus. So these things happen. You know, you just got to stay clear of the drama. And if you're going to be with that one person, stay true, because this is how violence comes into play. And before you know it, you'll have a really huge criminal charge. Like I tell you about the police officer out of Newark that murdered his wife. You know, he mauled her. He went after her like a pit bull, you know, incredible. You know, he gunned her down after she ran out of the house because she's now caught with the guy in their house. You know, he actually shot her in the house, shot the boyfriend, ran after her because she was running to a neighbor's house for help. I gave you these, you know, this story, guys. And, you know, now she's dead. They have two children that's just out here. You know, he's claimed insanity, which could possibly be true, because in a split second, you seeing another guy, you know, pound your wife's brains out, and you're like, "I just came home to drop my kid's glasses off, and then I'm like privy to this type of stuff." I think anybody would actually lose their mind and actually pull the trigger. And it's harder to walk away when you're the person in the middle. Just like the guy that ended up getting, he was on the show a couple of weeks ago, getting 40 years for backtracking, going home, not saying, "Hey, I'm on my way home," just actually showing up to his own house and walking in and witnessing his girlfriend, fiance, whatever she was, to him, of course, because obviously she got caught with her legs up. She wasn't much to him at all. But, you know, it's really bad if you have to walk in and witness something like that. And it doesn't have to be man and female. It can be man and man, woman and woman. It doesn't matter who you are, any race, any color, doesn't even matter. Religion, you know, people are going to be people, and people have emotions that run wild. It gets, you know, in a really bad situation. And sometimes people go through the extent of, I killed this person and now I don't want to go to jail, because when you're heated, it's like, I don't care. Send me to jail. You know, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. And a person panics and they say, wait a minute, I don't want to go to jail. I changed my mind. People do have the right to change their mind. I just killed, you know, the family, because they can't leave any witnesses. So I killed the whole family. And now what do I do? Well, what do? They get the shovel and they start digging. Or they leave the scene and pretend that they were never there. I mean, this happens all the time. You know, it just happened. The guy killed his girlfriend on the highway. Like, he just fell down like vicious pit bulls. You know, so people can hold emotions in from time to time. And sometimes they reach that breaking point after they feel like you've come down on them too hard. You've already made them feel less than. You made them feel like they're not worthy of anything. And then to see you betray them after they've given you whatever they had, which they thought was good enough for you, and you should have been appreciative to take that, but instead you chose someone else over them. And this will play in the back of their minds over and over and over again. That's why it's so many women today who actually lose their cool when they catch their guy out there. You guys ever watch Cheaters? They catch the guy. They're like, they're beating on the guy, they're beating on the girl. Where the camera guy and the producer got stabbed, you know, because it was a heated situation. Like, I'm busted. You got me on national TV. You're embarrassing me. And now I feel like I'm not worth anything. So, you know, it pays sometimes to just be honest. And if you don't want to be in that situation, don't stay with a person for financial reasons, or you know they can help you keep your house clean. You know, because some guys are looking for maids out here. You know, I mean, it happens. I had someone that thought I was a Dominican maid at one time, you know, to pick up their dirty cigar ashes and, you know, their dog poop in their house. You know, so it happens. So you got to know your worth today, people. And keep yourself going. Keep your head up. I can't wait to come back and tell you guys about my vacation. I look forward to having you on next week. All of you on. It's a little over 9 million people tonight. A little slow, but glad you guys are listening on. From the East Coast to the West Coast, actually, I'm on both channels. So I love you guys. Same bat time, same bat place. See you next week, guys. Have a good night. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.